Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to minisode number 146 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. Today's topic, we are talking about what everyone gets wrong about fat loss. Now, the reason why I wanted to touch on this subject, and I don't know if it's going to be a rant. I don't have tons of notes down for this minisode, which can, you know, sometimes be good, sometimes be bad. Hopefully, we're leaning towards the good category with this one. But I had a podcast yesterday. I was the guest on Ryan Kasem's podcast, my buddy, my good friend, and I think it's these little moments podcast. I think is what it's called. Definitely check that out. But the topic was on sustainability around your fat loss, fitness, health, wellness goals altogether, right? And I think that this is the number one mistake that so many people, including myself, I think at one point, definitely with some of the one-to-one coaching clients that come to me and the people that I talk to on social media, on my email list, et cetera, and I think this is also perpetuated, I think, from whatever you want to call it, like diet culture or just if you follow a bunch of other fitness coaches or fat loss coaches or something like that, you can feel the need to constantly be in a fat loss phase, so to speak, right? So you're constantly dieting. If you're somebody who has felt like you've been on and off a diet for the past several, over 6 months and then beyond that, some people a year, 2 years, 5 years, you've just been trying to lose the same maybe 10 pounds, 20 pounds, however much it is, over and over and over again. And I think what this leads to is, again, people thinking, you guys thinking that you need to be in a fat loss phase for a very long time. You always need to have dieting behaviors. You need to be in a calorie deficit to make sure that you make this happen. But I think what happens is that too many people are kind of, I call it the gray area, and it's kind of one foot in, one foot out. Right, so you're just kind of watching what you're eating, and you're just kind of paying attention to your workout plans. But maybe you're not tracking as much. Maybe you're not actually monitoring your progress. And I think one of the biggest downfalls of this is that whenever you don't have defined goals, that's going to allow you to also kind of stay in that murky gray area where your boundaries and your goals aren't well defined. And when your goals aren't well defined, then you don't know when you aren't making progress. So what I'm saying is it's very easy to let yourself off the hook whenever there are no rules being set. And so this is kind of that weird gray area where people have one foot in, one foot out. And I think what happens is you might not be making tons of progress forward, and you're also not making tons of progress backwards, right? So this is referring to it as spinning your wheels. But I think what this does after so many months or even years of doing this, it creates a lot of anxiety for you whenever you think about your fat loss goals or your fitness goals or something like that, because you feel like you've been doing this forever, right? You feel like you've been trying to lose this weight forever. And what I think the remedy for this, and again, getting back to the title of what this means, so what everyone gets wrong about fat loss, is I think that with a fat loss phase, when people come to me with the goal and the intentions of losing weight and losing body fat, I'm just like, okay, let's lose this fat as quickly and as safely as possible, and then let's transition back into normal life. Right? That's essentially the goal of the people who come to me. I want them to, like, of course, I understand you have fat loss goals, you have weight loss goals, and then, maybe you have strength goals, other things like that. But Let's define that within a 90-day period, for example, and then so it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, but let's define that period. Let's push all of our chips in, right? Let's commit to it. Let's not be stuck in this gray area, wishy-washy of just, I'm kind of watching what I'm eating, but I'm also kind of not, and I don't really have a plan, and I'm just doing my best, you know? It's like, no, let's commit 100% to this goal that you say is important to you. Let's make fat loss one of your highest priorities. And let's do that for the next 90 days. Let's do that for the next 6 months if you have a lot of fat to lose, for example, right? But then after that is over, then let's move back into quote unquote like normal living. Let's get out of the dieting mindset. Let's get out of the calorie deficit. You don't have to track your food and your weight forever, right? You can step on the scale every once in a while to make sure things are going okay. You can use your favorite belt. You can use your favorite pants, your favorite jeans or something like that to kind of assess how your fitness is going. And if you're busting out of those jeans or something, it's not because of your sick glutes, right? It's like, well, then maybe we need to dial things back a little bit. You've got to have these little things of feedback as you go forward in this different stage after your fat loss stage to kind of keep yourself in check so that you aren't yo-yo dieting back and forth, right? Because what you want to do is you don't want to consistently yo-yo diet time and time again. And I think that how you do that is let's spend 90 days, for example, going all in on this fat loss goals. No more excuses, no more whatever. And I'm not saying that you can't allow any flexibility during this time or that you have to sacrifice your entire social life. None of that. That's not what I'm saying. However, what I'm saying is let's get serious about making a plan and then tracking your progress and monitoring your progress towards that end goal. Right. And then let's continuously do this on a week by week basis and prevent yourself from spinning your wheels. Let's get serious about it for 90 days. And then after that, then we can transition into a more relaxed approach. I'm not saying completely just eat whatever you want and be completely sedentary. But take what you learned during this period, and you can do this with me as a coach, or you can do it on your own, right? I think it's harder to do it on your own because you don't have that accountability to anybody else besides yourself. But if you can do it on your own, more power to you. Like, that's great. That's not the point here. I'm not trying to, I guess, indirectly, I'm trying to sell coaching, but I'm not trying to sell coaching. The point I'm trying to make is diet and have these fat loss goals. That's great. That's fine. For a certain period of time and then get back into quote unquote normal eating. Ideally, you can take all the habits and the skills and the mental frameworks that you learned during this 90-day period of pushing yourself kind of out of your comfort zone, and then you can take those with you as you kind of move back into normal life. You just don't have to dial things up all the way to that, you know, that 100% commitment. And that's totally fine, because then you can just maintain the weight that you're at. You can have a little bit more flexibility. You can go out to eat more. You can maybe skip a workout here and there. But for the most part, you're still living a healthy lifestyle. And maybe you can shift your focus from, okay, I'm going to focus on fat loss and weight loss. Maybe then you can shift it to more performance goals. Maybe you can try and get stronger on certain lifts. Or maybe it can be, and or it can also be you focus on your wellness. So you do things that make you feel good, not necessarily what is optimal for fat loss or muscle gain, right? That's kind of the phase that I'm in. Sure, there's things that I could be doing maybe that could optimize the last 10 to 15 to 20% of my results, but then I would have to sacrifice in other areas that I'm just not ready to sacrifice. And I'm perfectly okay with that. But what I'm saying is, get clear on what you want to happen and then how long you want to maintain that priority or chase after that goal, and then make sure that you are actually taking the steps on a weekly basis to reach that goal. Like, monitor your progress. That's what I'm saying. Have defined rules so that you're not in that gray area, so you know you are or you aren't making progress, right? And it can be scary, because whenever you define it like that, and whenever you actually have clear rules and you're monitoring your progress, well, then you know that you may have thought beforehand that you were trying really hard, but then you actually realize you weren't trying as hard as you thought you were because the progress isn't what you thought it would be, right? But that's okay, because now you know what you need to do. You know that, okay, the what I thought was the standard that I need to be doing, I can switch this up. I can try something else. And now I have this defined goals for the 90-day period. I don't know exactly what's going to happen by the end of the 90-day period, but all I know is I'm going to try my best to accomplish this goal and then go after it. And then you can adjust during the journey if you want to. You can manage your expectations a little bit better, but you owe it to yourself, if you say that this is important to you, to give it your all for a certain period of time. And then after that, then you can transition back into a more flexible approach, and you can have other priorities and things without just kicking fitness completely off to the wayside. And again, like I said, being completely sedentary or eating whatever you want, you know that that's not going to be, going on and off diets is not the way to do it. But it's just like, this 90-day period, you can go all in, and then after that, you can sustain for a little bit. You can just enjoy yourself. You can have different goals. And then maybe later on, if you want to pursue another, if you want to lose more fat after a couple months or something, you can do that, but do the exact same thing. All I'm saying is to avoid the gray area of, I don't really know what I want. I don't have much clarity. And this is, it's kind of helping my insecurities in the sense that I don't know if I'm making progress or not. But it's also, on the flip side, it's creating anxiety, this little background anxiety, because I'm not happy with certain conditions around my health and fitness. And then not only that, but also maybe I know I could be doing better. Yet I'm still making excuses to myself, or I'm still self-sabotaging myself. And that's not the life you want to lead. That's not the life you want to lead, because you're not aligning your actions to your values. And you know that in your head. You can't bullshit yourself. That's why you have that background anxiety in your head, is because this is something you know you could change, but it's just, you know, for whatever reason, you're pushing it off, right? And so That's kind of the nice little rant that I wanted to touch on, because I talked about it in the podcast with him yesterday, and I think it really resonated with him, and we talked about it a little bit more, and so I figured that you guys would also enjoy this topic. So that is it. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy the podcast, real quick, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and wherever other podcasts you listen to. Rate, review, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. And then if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment for me. It helps. It genuinely helps. And even if you don't do that stuff, I still really appreciate you guys listening, but it does. It helps. It helps all of us. I want to get the podcast out there. I want to grow this community more so that we can have other people like us in our little weird tribe. Okay, that is it for minisode number 146, what everyone gets wrong about fat loss. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.